Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove, Dance Music, Electronica, DJ Culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.
So you are listening to Loft Studios Presents with me, DJ Vicar, DJ Roo and Clank, and thanks to DJ Roo and Clank for holding the fort last month while I took a break. It's great to be back. Again, it's that time of year when festivals are happening all over the world, especially in the UK they're happening. And of course in America at the moment there's the Cornerstone Festival, and just to big up the guy who made this track, Icon, otherwise known as Paul Cooper, who's actually playing at Cornerstone this coming week. And so we thought we'd drop this track, and this is the Marksman remix, Icon, Feel It. Studios presents, and as always we like to get straight into the mix, and this track coming in now is If You Wouldn't Mind, and it's the Tiger Stripes remix.
We'll be right back.
Aloft Studios presents. So once again, this is Aloft Studios presents. We've been in the mix for about the last 10 minutes, and I'm DJ Vicar, and it's really good to be back this month. I missed doing the show last month, but did enjoy having space to sort a few things out, but we can talk about that in a bit. But yeah, first of all, Clank and DJ Roo, how are you both doing?
Yeah, we're all okay, thanks.
Yeah, good to be back.
Good to have you back. You don't seem to be in muffle vision this time.
No, even though we are using Skype. I think this microphone's better than the one I used last time. All my internet connection has obviously improved.
Yeah.
But as I said, I'm thankful to you guys for holding the fort last month while I took time out. Mainly to do with the fact that we as a family are buying a house at the moment, so that's taken a lot of sorting out. But that's me pretty much. Lots of other things going on, which maybe I'll talk about in maybe next month or something, or in the future. What have you guys been up to this last month? Let's start with you, Clank.
All kinds of various projects and remixing stuff. But one interesting thing, I've been working recently with some vocalists who have been actually coming live to our studio. And there's this one person in particular who I met for our church called Mr. K, and his real name's Kwasi. And basically what it is, he did some poetry one Sunday evening, and it's kind of rap, but kind of not. It's kind of hard to explain. He just calls it spoken word. And as soon as I heard him doing this spoken word at church, I thought, wow, that's really cool. I think that could go with a musical backing. So I basically spoke to him afterwards, and after several months later, he finally, we basically arranged for him to come to the studio, and his brother came along as well, and he basically did some recording with me. And we come up with some beats together. And one of the sort of ideas behind this is the idea of beatless hip-hop. And the idea being that, how about kind of hip-hop where the emphasis is not on the beat and the beats actually drop out, and you just have speech and the emphasis on the words and the wordplay and the poetry, and it doesn't even necessarily rhyme, perhaps. And that's kind of the idea we're going for. He can actually, because he actually performs this live. So anyway, we worked on the track together called The Dream, and I've just literally finished working on it. So we thought.
We're gonna hear something.
You can have a little hearing, or yeah.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Had a dream from the days of my youth to use as a tool the gifts God had given to construct artistic pieces of work that were God glorifyingly beautiful. If I could personify you as a girl, then you were my first girlfriend. You were my hopes and aspirations, my dream and visions of having you fulfilled occupied my thoughts daily. You showed me you were in my life for a reason, to be changed from a dream to a reality. To do this, I'd need to get my God-given talents and abilities on board to help. And this I did. In time, you began to develop, and my vision of you became clearer. Happened, but somewhere along the line I lost you. No, matter of fact, I tossed you to the side, exchanged making you a reality. For
so that's a section of a track called The Dream by Mr. K, and music by Clank. And just something a little bit different there. And we're not sure how that's going to be released or what happened with it, but really cool working with vocals.
Mate, that sounds cool. As we're going to be saying that we're actually going to be focusing on festivals a bit, aren't we, in this show? We're going to be talking about festivals. And that track, I've got to say, Clank, reminds me of Dizzy Rascal and Calvin Harris's new track.
Oh, right, I haven't heard that one.
So you're kind of reminding me of a bit of a Calvin Harris. Oh, right.
We thought it reminded us, you know, vocals from Faithless.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It does. Yeah. It does remind me of. I suppose what I mean is the. It does remind me of Faithless as well. I know what you mean. I suppose it's the collaboration I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So I can see, in my mind, I can see Clank bopping in the background as the
I'm always bopping
vocalist
in the background.
Is dropping the words. That's cool. I like that a lot.
Rue's also been doing some.
You've got a release out on Beatport, have you,
yeah,
DJ?
It is out already on Beatport. It's my remix of Carl Ford's You Were On His Mind, which is, as I say, already on Beatport, but now it's available on iTunes. So if people can search on iTunes for DJ Rue or Carl Ford, and it's track number 10 of his new album, Eternal Future.
Cool.
And while we're about it, can we just give some shout outs to some people?
Yeah, go.
Can I just say thank you for the people that have contacted us this month? It's really encouraging to hear from you. I've heard from Cozy Pete, who is from Liverpool here in the UK, and he's actually produces chill out music, some really cool stuff. And he said he's been really encouraged by listening to our show, and it's really inspired him to get producing some more music. And we hope to have a master mix from him 1 month, and so that should be really cool as well. And who else, Clank, is it we need to give a shout out to?
Yeah, that's right. Before we give a shout out to Christopher Carl, and just to really say thanks to him for allowing us to host our show on his Cast of Fire web space, and just to let anyone know, you can download the show from that, and just really thankful for all that he does.
Is there anything else, DJ Vicar, that you wanted to talk about?
I've been really, I don't know about you guys, but be really pleased with the way the master mix has been unfolding.
Yes.
I suppose the three of us sort of kind of opened things up as residents. And then Pete the Freak, our first guest mix, gave us a cracking master mix the month before last. And then DJ Moima with his funk mix. And just really, just this is what we've seen the master mix have been about, just showcasing, I think you guys would agree, lots of different styles of electronic and dance music. And, you know, right from the hip-hop turntablist style of DJ Moima to, you know, Pete the Freak's very funky use of samples and sounds and... we're just excited about the other master mixes that we're going to be having coming up, I suppose, in the months to come. On that note, who are we having on this month's master mix?
Well, it's some person who I think I've vaguely heard of called DJ Vicar.
So it is mine. So we're going with mine.
Yeah, we're scraping the barrel, but that's all right.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the idea. We want to mix it up. It's a master mix. We want to have guests. And as well, we're going to, the three of us will do a residence master mix. So, yeah, this mix that I've put together, I've actually been working on it for this month. It's actually, when you hear it, it's quite grimy, actually. You guys are going to be surprised. It's quite, I'm getting into quite an urban sound at the moment.
A bit of dubstep, maybe?
Not dubstep,
not really.
But it's quite
more the grime, straight grime.
Yeah, quite grimy, quite, you know, using a lot of the kind of grime vocals, but quite still quite electro-y. And then it drops down into some tech house, and then it ends with a really nice track, actually. But I won't say any more about it. You'll hear it later in the show.
So is that actually why you've not been around? You've just been taking
the whole month
actually producing your new mix.
taking the whole month to still mix. Yeah, it's a good excuse. I wish my employers would buy that. The main reason I've not been around, as I said a bit, is we're buying a house.
Right.
We're going to be moving, and that's been taking a lot of my energy.
Wow.
Doing other things, other commitments, being DJing at some Hopo 8 events. People might have heard of Hopo 8. And I'm encouraging churches to get out into their community, and I'm going to be doing that next weekend and the weekend after that as well. But as we said, we want to focus on festivals as well in this show. We're going to talk about that a bit later. And we're also going to talk about an event that those of us involved in Revive are having next Friday, which is kind of an attempt to bring Ibiza to England. But we'll talk about that later in the show. Let's crack on with everything else.
So this is the Loft Studios Presents for July 2008, and here we are with Clank's Tracks. And coming up, we've got an electro house duo from Berlin and a worship leader from Kansas City. But first up, we've got a trance producer from Louisiana.
I know it's just a dream. I know this can't be real. The nightmares in my head, they scare me.
The track you're listening to is called Just a Dream. This is by a new producer called Datchley. Datchley, whose real name is Adam Burley, is a trance producer from Louisiana, and the vocalist on this track is Deborah Ivory, who's from Israel. And there's various versions of this track, but this is the ambient mix, and as you can hear, it's a very nice track. Just love the ambient feel of it and the just really beautiful vocals. And you can check out Datchley at shoutlife.com/translationalaurora. And you can find the link from our Loft Studios page for that. So from Louisiana, we go across the ocean back to Europe, where we find ourselves in Berlin with the duo Book of Shade, and this is their track Planetary from the new album The Sun and the Neon Light. Now, I'm sure you're aware of Book of Shade, and obviously they're very known for their dance production, but this album features quite a broad range of electronica, the obvious kind of house and techno and minimal and definite blippy Berlin kind of feel, also with kind of a loungy, jazzy feel to some of the tracks. Lots of unusual production ideas and a bit of live instrumentation here and there. Very, very cool album. In parts, it reminds me a little bit of Orbital as well. Book of Shade, who are going to be touring this year, obviously known also for their connection with German house and techno producers Mandy. And it's made up of a couple of guys called Arno Kamamir and Walter Maziga, or at least I hope that's how it's pronounced. And they've been in music for many years, originally producing a lot of pop artists, but been in the dance and techno scene for a long time. And Book of Shade were some of the first electro house producers. So yeah, very cool track, very nice album. Check it out, The Sun and the Neon Light on Get Physical Records, and this is Planetary. Thank you. next up is the track Take My Breath Away by Misty Edwards.
I want to dwell on the devouring fire, everlasting burnings, to live with you on high. I want to see that eternal city, my king in all his beauty, with my very own eyes. You are beautiful.
So this is the track Take My Breath Away by Misty Edwards, and this is quite unusual to be featured on the show in that this is by Misty Edwards, who is a worship leader in fact, but as you'll hear, known for quite original music compared to most worship leaders. Misty Edwards is the main worship leader at IHOP, which in case you don't know is the International House of Prayer in Kansas City in the US, and this is the place where they basically have a continual prayer meeting and worship service, I think starting in about 1999, it's basically never stopped. Just runs and runs and runs day and night. People come and go. You can watch it online. We watch it on God TV, and quite an incredible place, sort of to do with the 24/7 prayer network and so on. And it's just a great work that's going on there. And Misty Edwards, as I say, is one of the main worship leaders and a great singer-songwriter, and also has a great voice, as you can hear. When she's at IHOP, she works with a band, but this track, as you can hear, is a really nice piece of electronica, very well produced. So you can find out about Misty Edwards at myspace.com/Misty Edwards and also at www.ihop.org. So I hope you've enjoyed Clank's tracks, and see you next time.
Welcome to another Classics, and this is the part of the show where I play a couple of classic tracks, and Clank and DJ Vicar have to guess as much as they can, really, about the tracks. And so let's start with the first track. Okay, so that's the first track. Does anybody know what the track's called?
Sun Rising.
Yeah, and yeah. Who's it by?
The Beloved.
Yeah. And this is actually the original track. Do you know what date the original one came out?
Ooh. Any idea, Lee? It's very early 90s.
Is it early 90s?
It's even
like
1991, 92.
It's a bit earlier than that.
Is it 89? Or are we going
slightly earlier.
Is it? Oh, it's late 80s. Wow. 88.
Yeah.
It's 88.
Yeah,
wow.
It actually came out in 1988.
That actual version of it came out in 88.
Yes,
or the sample.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this actual track, yeah.
And it actually got to number 26 in the UK charts. It actually featured a sample of, let me say this, O-E-U-C-H-R-E by Emily Van Evera. This sample was also used on Orbital's Belfast. And there was actually a bit of controversy with this sample. Do you know why?
No,
they
didn't
clear it, did they? And they
then
he got into trouble afterwards and had to pay the royalties or whatever happens.
But when Orbital used it, they actually got clearance for it. Yeah. But obviously.
Orbital got clearance, but the original people.
Beloved didn't.
Yeah. So. And then it came out again, what, in 2004, 2005?
There has been some recent ones.
There's some other ones earlier in the 90s as well. I've got a, I've got a, like a Breaks kind of version of it.
I mean, there was. Sunrise, and it did come out again in 89, and then it reissued in 1990.
Wow.
And then 1997 there was another remix of it.
I think I've got that version, yeah.
So and I think that actually still people have remixed it more than that.
Yeah.
But so that's the first track.
Cool.
Let's get on to the next one.
Speeding it up and speeding it down, no.
It's only filtering.
Oh, that must be
well, we weren't doing that either, but
okay.
Any idea, Lee? You must have heard that riff before.
Yeah, I know the track. I can't remember its name. All I would say it was probably on Positiva or on Platypus Records.
Could be Positiva. I think I know the name, but I'm not quite sure. It's either The Love Parade or Take Me or Meet Me at the Love Parade. Is it Meet Me at the Love Parade? Or am
yes.
I completely wrong?
It's Meet Her at the Love Parade.
Oh, Meet Her at the Love Parade,
yeah.
Okay.
Who's it by?
Do you not know?
Oh, we haven't got to that bit yet. Yeah, who is it by? Oh no, that's what we're supposed
it's
to be
actually,
guessing.
By DJ Hooligan, aka Dahul.
Oh, Dahul.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Dahul. Yeah, Dahul.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's from Germany. Do you know what year this was? This came out?
I'll have a stab at that. '96, '97, or '98.
That is absolutely spot on.
Well, all of those years?
Well, no.
Oh,
well, actually, two of those years.
Oh, okay.
It was originally released in 1996, and then it was re-released in '97.
Cool.
Do you know this? This is a particular mix, which was, I would say, the most popular remix of this track. Do you know who it's by?
The most popular remix?
Yeah.
DJ Mistjar?
No. It's actually the Nailin and Kane mix, who actually did another track around 96 called Beach Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool
yes, no Beach Ball.
So he actually did do some earlier tracks as well. I think there were more kind of rave tracks before that. I actually did, when I did a search to find out more about him, he's still actually going. He's got a MySpace page. He's still doing electronic kind of music, so.
Cool, good stuff.
If you want to check
is he still
that
under
out.
The name Dahul?
He is actually, right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool.
So that's the classics for this month.
Thank you very much.
Showcase.
He is the creator and sustainer of all the worlds.
So welcome to the Deep Life Showcase for July. And first up, we've got DJ Pat D with his track Creator, and this is the Fred J remix.
Creator and sustainer of all the worlds, whether those worlds are known or unknown to mankind.
So this is Creator by West Coast DJ and producer DJ Pat D and the Fred J remix. This is going to be out later on this month. But in the meantime, there is the Lucius Lowe remix, which is part of the Art of Science release, which currently is on Beatport. So Art of Science Volume 1, if you go to www.beatport.com/labels/deeplife+records and you'll see Art of Science Volume 1 there. Click on that and you'll see a version of Creator there.
He is the creator.
Next up is Feel It by Icon, and this is the Mark Webb remix. So this is Icon with his track Feel It, remixed by Mark Webb. Icon is DJ and producer Paul Cooper from the UK. And Mark Webb, also known as The Marksman, is a very cool remixer, particularly known for his Electro House remixes. And as you can hear, this is a very cool track. So this track called Feel It by Icon, with its really nice smooth vocals, that's going to be available on Beatport from July the 3rd onwards.
Thank you.
Next up, we have a new artist for Deep Life called New Heart with his track What's Your Vision, remixed by Richard Schoberg. The track you're currently listening to is What's Your Vision. This is by an artist called New Heart, remixed by Richard Schoberg, and it's called the Richard Schoberg Electro Tech House Remix. So as I say, New Heart is a new artist on Deep Life, and this release is part of the Art of Science compilation, and it's track 7 on the first page of that release. So check it out, New Heart, What's Your Vision, the Richard Schoberg Electro Tech House Remix. While we're talking about Art of Science, the track now coming in is track 20 from Art of Science, and it's called Mechnoid by myself, Clank. So this track is Mechnoid by Clank. Art of Science on Beatport has 20 tracks, but Art of Science as a whole will probably have 31 tracks when it comes out on iTunes and other stores later on. But the version on Beatport is a two-pager, as you'll see. This is track 20, and as you hear, it's a drum and bass track, but in my own kind of Clanktastic style. A lot of the releases on this Art of Science compilation are house, progressive house, tech house, and so on. But the idea of Art of Science is to be right across the board of dance music, and so this is a drum and bass track. So you can get this at www.beatport.com/labels/deeplife+records and look for Art of Science. Go to second page, and this track is number 20. Come back next time for another Deep Life showcase, and in the meantime, see ya.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
It's time to go inside, deep inside.
Zipping up my boots. Going back to my roots. To the place of my birth. Back down to earth. Talking about the roots in the land. I'm talking.
Hi, this is DJ Vicar, and this is this month's Master Mix, done by myself, DJ Vicar.
put your hand up.
You are listening to The Master Mix.
Thank you. Do you feel happiness? Now you
This is DJ Vicar, and you've been listening to The Master Mix, episode number 6 of Aloft Studios Presents.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
More beats, Vicar.
More beats, Vicar. So let's see what we've got this month in More Beats, Vicar. And so DJ Vicar, you were mentioning earlier about having the theme of festivals for this month's show. I know you have actually DJed at a few festivals. Tell us a bit about your experiences of those and what you've enjoyed and or not enjoyed about those.
Well, I suppose we've kind of gone for the theme of festivals for this show, I suppose, because it's that time of year, festivals are happening. There's kind of a feeling you get, you know, you start seeing the albums released, the Ibiza albums go out there, especially in the UK. And it's that kind of feeling that you get. And I think it's the same when you're at a festival that I get, is there's just that excitement. The way that the music sounds different on the sound system, probably the fact that you have more, well, in my experience, sometimes technical difficulties like we did at Greenbelt last year to start off with, and then you have to overcome them. Mm. It's just an exciting time, both being at them, playing at them, and just maybe even hearing about them if you don't get to go to them, like at Glastonbury. What I did want to talk about was I've been following, as I said, the videos online about Glastonbury, and I just wonder, this is, I suppose, a bit of a question for both of you, being techno geniuses when it comes to sound systems and music and all things like that. I suppose, what is it about the kind of live music that makes us want to go to festivals and hear bands? What is it about that experience that is good, or maybe not so good? I don't know what you think about that. I mean, from watching the videos that I watched today, I liked some of the sounds because I thought they sounded raw and different, but yeah. I just wonder what you guys thought about live performances.
I think it's kind of more of a vibe thing, because sometimes live performances, the musicianship may be great, but the sound system, sometimes when it's outdoors, perhaps the way the sound carries, it's not like what you're used to hearing on a CD or an MP3 where it's really precise. So sometimes, I mean, you can go to some places where the sound is good and sometimes it's not that great, but I think it's more about the vibe and the fact that you're watching a performance is why it's got that an atmosphere, isn't it?
Also, I think if you know what the music is, when you hear it live, it sounds better because you know in your head what it's supposed to sound like.
Yeah, yeah.
And rather than something you've never heard before, no. Which you don't actually kind of catch on to.
Yeah. It's like being at church, basically.
it taps into that kind of thing of reminiscing over that track.
Yeah.
And I don't know, on those loud sound systems, and maybe it's to do with, you know, how they engineer it, but it just, to me, it just has a whole different sound that makes it interesting.
Yeah. It's also to do with the location. If it's outdoors or in a small or a large location, it all makes a difference to the atmosphere of it, and obviously how the sound literally carries to your ears, basically.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose you would argue, I know when we were talking before off air, you were saying that, you know, sometimes it doesn't sound so good, that maybe engineers are deaf because of...
Well, exactly. They've been working in music for so many years, they're probably deafened to it, but I think I'm just a bit picky when it comes to live sound. I've heard really good live sound, and I've heard live sound that sometimes it's very muffly, you can't always pick... I think it's like I was saying, you get used to hearing stuff on CD, and so I'm quite picky about live sound. I think so much sound is so loud that it's sometimes so loud you can't really hear it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but sometimes when it's loud, if it's on a good sound system, you know, these outdoor sounds, you hear stuff that you know, it's true, you do hear stuff in a track that you didn't hear before.
Oh yeah.
Well, not even just hears it, it's feelings, because your whole body vibrates.
Yeah, yeah.
And although, you know, it's true, it's dangerous, and there's negative effects, it is an experience that you don't get
with a bass,
with your iPod.
Yeah. Your iPod doesn't make your trousers flap.
I mean, again, going back to the experience of seeing Cold Cut last year, it's one of the most amazing, you know, experiences. But I think, again, their performance was enhanced by the fact that their visual as well as was audio. You
exactly,
know.
That's it. It's all part of the whole kind of experience
it's
of something live. It's entertainment,
day, isn't it?
Atmosphere and feeling.
Well, which music is, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's beyond that entertainment, isn't it? It's a whole experience when you listen to a track that really just takes you away.
And conjures up emotions and feelings and memories.
So you were talking about Paul Cooper going to be at Cornerstone. So, Clank, you were going to talk a bit about Cornerstone, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's various things going...
Explain what Cornerstone is.
Yeah, I suppose we should say. Cornerstone is a festival that happens in the US. And I should be giving you a location, but I don't actually know where it is. Where is it?
Can't remember now.
It's somewhere in America.
It's,
anyone in America?
Just outside Chicago.
Okay, so it happens in near Chicago, and basically
it's about 4 days' drive or something from Chicago.
They think it's next door.
No, in the States, but yeah.
And basically, it's a rock festival, but it does obviously lots of Christian bands, but it does have a dance side to it. And the Tasty Fresh crew are going to be there, sort of en masse, really. And one of the things they're going to be doing is handing out a free CD. I think they've had about 1,000 copies printed up. And it's called After Hours, The Night Belongs to Us. And it features a whole bunch of Christian artists, House, Techno, Reborn are on there with breaks tracks, Paul Cooper, as we say. And they'll be actually giving this away, really as just a way of sort of reaching people with Christian dance music. And so that's the Tasty Fresh crew. And then also Andy T from Deep Life Records. He's going to be at Cornerstone as well. And he's got 75 copies of a CD that he's going to be giving away, which is the Art of Science compilation, which I've been talking about. So he's going to be giving that away. Again, it's a way of reaching people who may otherwise not know anything about this music. And obviously America has a whole load of festivals that obviously we only have really Greenbelt here from a Christian point of view. But you were saying about Candy Staton you was watching at Glastonbury.
Yeah, Candy Staton at Glastonbury. If you're in the UK and you've got iPlayer, then check it out. It's on day one of the best bits. You know, if you're in any doubt that, you know, you can use electronic music to worship God, then just check out her set on the BBC iPlayer, bbc.co.uk. It really will move you, you know. I just entered into worship just watching her set. It was awesome.
That's great.
And it was bringing glory to God, the whole set.
So I think that's it for more Beats Vicar for this month.
Love Studios presents
Events. So that's just about it for Aloft Studios Presents, July 2008. But we just want to finish by telling you about some events. In fact, if you're listening on the first week of July, just as this show goes out, we're actually going to tell you about an event that's happening as you're listening. Probably too late for you to get there, but to tell you about it anyway, it's an Ibiza-themed party. We're hosting it in one of our houses in Birmingham. And the whole idea of it really was there was a few of us who wanted to go to Ibiza, and for one reason or another we weren't able to get tickets or get plane tickets, that kind of thing. and because of commitment. So we decided to have an Ibiza theme party and bring it to the UK. So that's what we're doing tonight. And that's just in fitting with the whole kind of festival theme of this show. And again, Cornerstone happened this month. And of course, there'll be lots of good festivals to go to. Greenbelt and some of the other smaller festivals around the country. And I hope that you get to go to one of them. Have we got some websites or other things to give a shout out to, you guys?
Yeah, just all the usual stuff, really. You can check us out at aloftstudios.co.uk. And there's actually the Aloft Studios Presents page. Which you will find there. Now, that has different links to some of the stuff we've been talking about and artists we've featured. Obviously, there's Deep Life Records at deepliferecords.com.
And my website, djvicar.co.uk. Every month, I'm trying to put my tracks that I use in the first part of the show, give a bit of a track listing and, again, links to the artist, that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, and so this show is going out on Aloft Radio, and you can find out about that at our site, and also it's goes out as a podcast later on, and
through
then also
iTunes,
you can get it that's right from iTunes and mypodcast.com, and then also again, as we said, it's on Cast the Fire, so you can go to castthefire.com.
Yep. So that's just about it for this show. See you next time.
Studios presents in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove. Dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.